This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan, and here are headlines from some stories we're following today here at NPR News. President Obama gave a major energy policy speech today at Georgetown University. The president said he wants to reduce oil imports by a third by the year 2025. To meet that goal, he called for production of more oil at home and reduction on overall dependence on oil together. And there are reports of heavy fighting in Ivory Coast today, almost 4 months after a presidential election there intended to resolve tensions. Instead, the vote sparked a political standoff. Former President Laurent Gbagbo refuses to accept that he lost and refuses to leave office. Now, forces loyal to the man the UN recognizes as the new president, Yassine Ouattara, have reportedly reached the administrative capital, Yamoussoukro. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has been following developments in Ivory Coast and joins us now by phone from Accra in Ghana. And good evening.
Greetings to you all.
And can you tell us what's happening in Ivory Coast today?
Well, it's been a lightning advance by Alassane Ouattara's forces. Now, Alassane Ouattara is the man widely recognized as the president-elect of Ivory Coast. This week, his forces have taken strategic towns in the west of the country. They have also moved with lightning speed to the east of the country near the Ghana border. The west of the country is near Liberia. And now it appears that they are marching towards the world's top cocoa exporting seaport in San Pedro in the southwest. And today, most significantly and most dramatically, they have taken, as you have said, Yamoussoukro, which is very symbolic. The main city is Abidjan, and that's where the government gathers. That's also the commercial capital. But Yamoussoukro is the city where the founding father of Ivory Coast, Félix Houphouët-Boigny, was born, and that's it's a city that many Ivorians feel for because of the historic ties. It is also only 3 hours' drive from Abidjan. So, Neil, things are moving very fast.
And what about the man who will not leave, the former president, who insists he's still the president, Laurent Gbagbo? Is he marshalling his forces?
Laurent Gbagbo's forces seem to be putting up virtually no resistance from what we can see in the west, in the east, heading now as Alassane Ouattara's forces are down to the southwest. But I don't think that will be the case in Abidjan. Abidjan is a regional metropolis. It is the city that Laurent Gbagbo still controls, most of it. Ouattara's troops control some parts of the city. And if there is a battle for Abidjan, I'm afraid, Neil, it will be a bloody and deadly battle. The city has been the scene of some vicious fighting over the past 2-3 weeks. It has been emptied of up to 1 million of its residents who have fled the fighting, the sound of gunfire, the sound of shelling, and the fighting between the two rival factions. Yesterday, Laurent Gbagbo's spokesman, Awadon Melo, said that it was time for a ceasefire and time for dialogue to be mediated by the newly appointed envoy sent by the African Union. Well, for a start, Alassane Ouattara's people say that the envoy is too close to Gbagbo, and they have completely ignored that call.
And what of those people who have fled not just the capital but the country? Is there a crisis of refugees right now?
Absolute humanitarian crisis. Tens of thousands have been crossing into Liberia across Ivory Coast's western border because there has been heavy fighting in the west. I am across the border now in neighboring Ghana. Thousands of Ivorians and residents, not only Ivorians, because of course Ivory Coast is a regional magnet, so people from all over West Africa have settled or live in Ivory Coast. They are also fleeing. People are fleeing wherever they can, and I think many Ivorians, many residents of Ivory Coast feel that perhaps the hour has come and that the civil war that everyone thought that the disputed elections in November would avoid may happen.
NPR West Africa correspondent Afabia Quist-Arkton, thank you very much. And, of course, we expect to hear more from you later today.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Neil.
Afabia Quist-Arkton joined us by phone from Ghana, and more on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered.